to you by Progressive Equity.
It's effectively an annuity stream for 10 years with no cost.
Really, it was the first of a series of transformative catalysts or events that Nigel and Lashley Ryan have overseen that really make Transense an investment case again.
So I think that's what places us in quite a unique position now, because we don't need to go back to the well. We've dug our own well.
I have to ask you, did you consider changing the name of the company at any point?
No, because my own belief is that everybody just says, oh, that's the one that used to be called Transense.
Yes. Yes. It's even worse. Absolutely. Yeah. Good answer.
You're absolutely right. Markets aren't perfect. And as a board of directors or as an investor, you can either moan about that and grumble you're not getting value for the work that you've done as a board or as an investor, or else you can try and exploit those timing differences and liquidity shortages that give you an opportunity.
You've got the startup or high growth upside with risks in Translogic and Soar, but actually you're underpinned on the downside because the excess cash flows of the business and the optionality that gives Nigel and the board with its shareholders to really almost underwrite the future of the company and that upside.
It's taken a while to understand what the potential is, even if there was potential for this to be a sort of, let's say, a proper business rather than just a kind of hobby or lifestyle business. And I am now very excited by where we've got the business to. And you can see the potential. There's a real sustainable business, or two real sustainable businesses growing out of this. So it's a really exciting time to be part of the company.
We could end up at that stage with a business with a justifiable market cap of tens of millions rather than the 15 that it is today.